Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 52. It reads, I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. I think it's so important that we teach the whole Bible, because as we do, we see the faithfulness of God to His Word, and that will bring comfort to us or bring reassurance. You know, we live in a very troubling world. Things sometimes are, you know, can really be disheartening to us. And we, as we look back through the Bible, and that's why I think it's so important, the practice that I learned from my pastor, Pastor Chuck Smith, and as I have followed that pattern, that we teach the whole Bible. Even as Paul, as he was speaking to the Ephesians elders, where he said that he did not shun to declare the whole counsel of God, because in that we discover the faithfulness of God, and that truly does reassure our hearts or comfort us during a time of troubles. And I thought we would take a look at one of the beautiful stories we find in the Old Testament about God's judgment and God's faithfulness to His people. See, the thing that's so beautiful about the testimonies of old, they have stood the test of time. They're true even thousands of years ago, and they're true to us today. The story that I'd like us to look at is in the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, chapter 3, of course, Joshua and the nation of Israel, they were about ready to move into the land. They've been out wandered for many, 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 many years. And they heard of all those tribes that were in the promised lands where Joshua had called Israel together. And he told them, he says, hereby shall you know that the living God is among you, that He will without fail drive out before you all the Canaanite, the Hittites, and all these various tribes, and He's going to cause them to have victory. And so we see here in Psalm 119, verse 52, He says, I remember thy judgments of old. See, to the nation of Israel, as they were about ready to enter into the land, they were facing a very severe problem. How was this going to happen? Of course, before they could get in the land, they had to pass the River Jordan. And passing the River Jordan was amazing. He says, how in the world this is going to happen? And so it tells us in chapter 4, verse 1, and it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, the Lord spake to Joshua, saying. And so what happened, even as it did at the Red Sea, God parted the Jordan River and allowed the nation of Israel to pass on through. And as they passed on through, and they were all clean, or else they were all dry, the Lord spoke to Joshua. In verse 2, He says, I take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you should lodge last night. And Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord on your God in the midst of the Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according unto the number of tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their father in time as they're coming by and saying, what means ye by these stones? Isn't that a beautiful picture? He said, later on down the road, he says, as you're walking with your children and you look, and they look at this pile of stones and they say, what's this? He says, tells us in verse 7, he says, then you should answer them, that the water of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the water of Jordan's were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Otherwise, these were judgments that God was placing upon the Egyptians who withheld the nation of Israel forever, for some 400 years, as they were cruel and they were terrible people, as they were taking advantage of the children of Israel. But yet God heard the cry of those of the nation, as they, his people, as they cried unto the Lord, and he delivered him with a mighty hand. He delivered all of them. And now as they're entering into the promised land, what he's saying is, as you walk by and you see these pile of stones, you'll be able to tell your children all that God had done for them. In verse 8, and the children of Israel did as Joshua had commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of tribes of children of Israel, and carry them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them there. And then in verse 15, he says, the Lord spake to Joshua again, saying, command the priests to bear the ark of the testimonies, and they come up out of Jordan. And Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come you out of the Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of the Jordan, the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up upon the dry land, that the water of the Jordan returned unto the place, and it flowed over all of its banks as it did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal, and the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And the people unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in a time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying that Israel came over the Jordan on dry land, where the Lord your God dried up the water of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did in the Red Sea, as he dried them up before us until we were gone over. Then all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that they also might fear the Lord your God forever. And so we see here a beautiful thing, how God has laid up a place for them to remember the judgments of old, how they were able to set those stones up. And I find it's interesting, not only for their lives and for their children, but in verse 24, where it says that all the people of the earth might know. See, their lives were to be a testimony to the rest of the kingdoms around about, and in fact, to the entire earth, that they might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord thy God forever. You know, I think it's so important as we read God's word that we take a look at all these stories of the Old Testament. You know, they're for us. They're for us to grow, for us to learn, for us to understand. You know, we don't know what kind of troubles we might be facing. I don't think we'll be facing the same that as Joshua and the tribe of Israel was facing at that time, you know, as they were moving into the promised land. But we'll be facing our own difficulties. And if you might be even this day, if you have friends that are facing difficult times, encourage them. Remember how faithful God was in old, in the Old Testament as you study it, in the New Testament as you read it over, and be comforted. He says, as the psalmist says, I remember the judgments of old, O Lord, and I comfort myself. Jude says that we need to build ourselves up in the love of God. And I believe that one way that we can build ourselves up is studying God's word and remembering God's faithfulness. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.